bará-bará, já cantei berê-berê, já cantei o tchá-tchá, pra você fizer lelê.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to a new episode of Live with Body Pal. Tonight, my guest is Scott, Dumpster Diver Dad. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Excellent. And standing in tonight as a guest co-host is Evan. How are you, buddy?
Doing good. Doing good.
How's the weather in old South Carolina?
We're in the middle of a storm, actually, so if you're losing my car, went out, so bear with us.
Okay, good. Yeah. I think it's all bypassed me and it's come straight to you.
Probably so.
What's the weather like where you're at, Scott? You're near, you said near South Sacramento, right?
Right, exactly. It's the 90s this week, but during the weekend it was 107, 111, and 108. So it was not fun.
Well, I'm glad that we haven't hit those yet. We will, but we haven't hit them yet. I still like to swing the golf club in the afternoons, and if it's over 100, I ain't doing that.
It's brutal at over 100 here, so.
Absolutely. Well, let's get to know Mr. Scott Dumpster Diver Dad just a little bit more, and he asked for this. He begged for this. So I'm going to throw a few off the wall lightning round questions at you, Scott. Okay, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Let's get you know a little bit better. Gets the crowd to know you a little bit better. See how your brain works. Okay, Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi. Pepsi since high school. I've been drinking Pepsi. Gallon. I have a jug that I fill up every day, and so that's full of Pepsi. So it's Pepsi all the way. So
that's a lot of watered down Pepsi.
That's a lot of watered down Pepsi. Exactly. So.
Do you do creamer in your coffee or black coffee?
I don't drink too much coffee, but I do the bougie creamer that my wife buys. So I do that every once in a while. So, oh, whoa.
We lost Evan.
We lost Evan.
The wind's attacking him.
So a little creamer. Oh, there you go.
Tornado hit.
That storm.
Yeah. Krispy Kreme donuts or Golden Donuts?
We don't have Golden Donuts out here, so I would rather do Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts, I guess.
Dunkin' Donuts, yeah. Krispy Kreme over Dunkin', then? Do you like Krispy Kreme?
You know, Krispy Kreme is amazing when they're fresh out of the conveyor belt. I think those are
so
nice.
Amazing.
So amazing.
Like butter.
Yes.
Okay, how about this? Android or iPhone?
iPhone all the way.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, a little bit of a letdown there.
It is. You know, I've had the iPhone 6, 5, 6s, and then
that's all right.
Going down. But I did think about changing here when the new one came out, and then the new Samsung Galaxy whatever came out. I was really debating whether to change.
Samsung's a good one. If you wanted to jump, Samsung's a good one to jump to.
Yeah, I have T-Mobile, and we have the jump on demand, so I could change at any time. They don't offer that program anymore. But I should just try it out for a week just to see if I like it.
You should. It's a big jump. Let's say hey to a few people who've shown up tonight in the chat. We got, I believe it's Kevin from the Thrifting Lounge.
That's my buddy Kevin.
Hottie to hottie.
I don't know what he's talking about, but there you go.
We got Harry Humstone. Thanks for showing up, buddy. Yep. Thanks. Angela Hall, Droid for Life. There you go. I think I'm going to like Angela. Look, Cameron from Gravity Goods is up in here. Thanks for stopping by, buddy. Appreciate you. And nice, Donna Diamonds is here. Hello, hello. Clay's Closet. Everybody's showing up to hear what you have to talk about when it comes to dumpster diving. So let's get started with that, shall we?
Okay.
Let me ask you, exactly how long have you been doing reselling and YouTube?
I've been doing reselling I started out with eBay and Amazon about 4 years ago. So I just started out small. And long story short, I was going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. And so that's how the dad came in, because I was a single dad for 2 years. So
you recently got married, didn't you?
I just recently got remarried to Taylor. So we got married in Mexico a month ago.
Congratulations to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But I have a 13-year-old and now 14 and a 9-year-old. And I was a single dad for 2 years. So I was looking for a little bit extra income, and I ran across a couple of YouTubers and said I could do that. So I started going to thrift stores and stuff like that. So
right. I could do that. Right.
I could do that. Yeah, it was that. So easy.
That's right. That's right. So who were those YouTubers, if you don't mind me asking? Who got you?
Yeah, when I first started out, I started watching Rally Roots, which I don't really follow them much anymore because they put in content and then they stop and stuff like that. And then 10K on the Bay, which was Chris when he was 10K on the Bay. So he was starting out on his YouTube channel. So I was watching those guys. So.
Okay, that's a new one. Honestly, I haven't heard of 10K on the Bay.
Well, it's
Daily Refinement now, right?
Daily Refinement, yeah. He was
10K. I do know Daily Refinement. Okay.
Before he changed it, yeah. So
good deal.
That's Chris over there. So I was watching those guys.
So you've been selling on eBay for, well, you've been reselling for 4 years. You've been YouTube for 4 years.
No, YouTube's only been 2 years.
2 years, okay.
Yeah, so, 2 years for YouTube and dumpster diving. So,
where did you start, in the thrift stores or in the dumpsters?
I started at the thrift stores. So I started that, and the reason that I started going to dumpsters was I needed boxes.
Okay.
I needed
shipping materials.
Yeah, exactly. I need shipping material and so I was like, I need to go in. And so I went behind UPS store and a couple other ones just to get boxes and stuff like that. So I was a single dad at the time. So I needed to, you know, save money wherever I could and shipping, you know, weird stuff on eBay. I could use whatever box. So,
okay. So that probably answers one of my questions, which was what got under your skin and in your head to make you jump into a dumpster for the first time?
I saw something I wanted. It was simple as that. I was like, hey, I want that. And I'm going to go in there and get it. So I think I was watching YouTube too at that time, and I saw a couple of dumpster drivers, but I didn't put the two and two together. And then I did. So it was, and then after that, I was like, oh, maybe people might want to see it. So
yeah, that's like, true.
You know, so my channel grew pretty quickly. I grew to 1,000 subscribers, and then COVID hit and you know, all the
things
stores
started shutting down
and all that stuff. So I miss it. So, I still do stop by dumpsters. I just haven't been recording them. I love stopping over at GameStop. I love stopping over at Burlington Coat Factory, and then a bunch of the other ones. I you can hit all of them. They're all in a row here. They have the strip malls with all of them in there, and it's really easy to hit a whole bunch of them. So,
did it take a lot of courage to jump in for the first time?
No, you know the first time I was like, I thought about getting caught. I was worried about getting caught.
Yeah.
And then I looked around, it was broad daylight. Nobody even cared. People walked by me. I was like, okay.
And the legality of it all. I mean, are there state laws, federal laws you got to worry about?
The cities are the ones that you really have to watch out for. So you could call the local sheriff's department and they say, hey, is dumpster diving legal? And they'll tell you. They'll basically let you know if
who did you say call again?
Your local sheriff's department.
Okay.
The local police or local sheriff. Just call them and say, hey. Not the 911 number, of course. But
right.
But, yeah, there is they'll let you know. They'll say, hey, no, it's legal or not. And it's legal here in Sacramento. So
I grew up in a really small hometown, and I actually went to high school with the sheriff's boys. So I know him.
I can just call him diving?
Yeah, man, that's awesome. So Harry had a question for you. Have you ever jumped into a dumpster and found a live animal in there?
I have not found a live one. There was a dumpster that had a dead mouse in there, but I did. I have not found it. I've seen raccoons buy them.
Right.
I've never jumped in one. I know there's a couple other YouTubers that have jumped in there and seen raccoons and everything else like that, but I have not. So,
assuming you're very picky as to which dumpsters you jump into, have you ever been, I don't know, surprised in a bad way that you thought maybe you were going in for video games, but you ended up landing in a bag of food or something?
Yeah, there's the Petco is I think I brought this up last night, but Petco, I dove in Petco trying to get some food. some dog food and cat food.
Uh-huh.
And there was the hair in there from the animals because they were just grossed me out. I could not handle it. It was gross. I will never go into a Petco, PetSmart, and I will never go into any of those dumpsters ever again.
So. I'll admit that pet hair isn't something that would really freak me out as much as, I don't know, maybe dead animals or something like that.
I've landed in stuff, and then there's other dumpsters that, you know, I jump in and sink straight down. So.
So Kevin wants to know, what's your best dumpster find ever?
I've found a bunch of things. I found some electronics. I found some games. I found a couple $100 coat out of Burlington, and that mm-hmm. was probably about the best one. So a couple $100. I did find out of the GameStop. I did find one of their console things for. You know, games where they put the new Xbox in and you can play the games there.
Oh, yeah, like one of the demo stations or something like that.
I did find one of those, but I couldn't get it out. I was by myself and I couldn't get it out.
Did it have equipment in it, like a TV or?
Yep, exactly.
Nice.
Yes, yes.
I would have been like calling my buddy up, yeah, meet me out here now.
I did take the equipment, but I didn't take the console stand-up that they had, so...
Okay, so I know that you were saying that there's like city rules. So let's talk about your city. You've had conversations. Mm-hmm. You called up your local sheriff's department.
Yeah.
Was there any concern whatsoever that they put in your head? Like, if you do this, you'll get in trouble. But so, I mean, any concerns whatsoever they put in your head?
The only thing they warned me about was dumping. Like, if I was going to take out all my garbage and dump it in their dumpster and stuff like that. That's what they were worried about.
Oh, okay.
They didn't worry about me going in there. The only thing they said is maybe
they had no problem with you taking somebody else's garbage. They didn't want you to put your own garbage in there.
But the one thing they did say is the Walmart or the Best Buy or whatever, or Ulta, they may have a problem with you going in there. So they might trespass you off that property.
Have you ever had the cops show up on you?
I've never had the cops. I have security, and I've never had the cops show up on me. I just act like I know what I'm doing, and if they ever pull up on me, I just say I'm looking for boxes. So,
that's a good out. Just looking for shipping boxes.
You're just looking for boxes. I need boxes to pack or to move.
Well, sir, I see you got a truck full of dog food.
Found tons and tons of food, so that'd be the one thing that would die.
Have you ever been injured?
I've like hurt my leg, but I've never been injured. I know people have died going into dumpsters and getting caught in the trash compactors and stuff.
Okay.
There's stories about that, so you do have to be careful on the dumpsters you go into, and there is a thing about getting injured, definitely. Okay. Going into dumpsters and not coming back out. So you definitely got to be careful. You got to know your surroundings. You got to go in and protect yourself, you know, gloves, a grabber, stuff like that. So
if you ever, I don't know, have your glasses ever come off and maybe you've lost a pair of glasses in the dumpster before?
No, I've never lost a pair of glasses.
A hat, anything?
I've lost a hat. I didn't want it back. So
okay.
I haven't lost a hat, but you know, it's part of the, game. There's just everything you wouldn't expect in that dumpster sometimes you'd find, and so that's
I got you.
Yeah. Kevin from the Thrifting Lounge, I told him to go dumpster diving, and he found some pretty cool stuff on his videos too.
Tell
everybody to go try it. There's
just I'll be honest with you, that's why I found your station, because I'm like, there's a Family Dollar right down the street from me, and there's a Dollar General right down the street from me, and I don't know what they would have in there, but I thought maybe for the first time ever dumpster diving, they wouldn't be too high risk, and at the least, boxes, right?
At least boxes, that's right.
You'll go get boxes from the Rack Room Shoes dumpster. They have boxes.
Rack room shoes.
Rack room shoes, yeah.
Have you ever been, I don't know, say, in trouble with the owners of the store or the person who owned the dumpster that got mad at you?
No, I mainly go into corporate stores, you know, the corporate Burlingtons, the GameStops and stuff like that. They asked me to get out of there. I just say, okay, and I leave. I have no problem with them asking me to leave because
I guess it's all part of the legality thing. I mean, even though you've checked with the sheriff's department and they told you the rules and the legal laws around it, still the owners of it may have a problem with it, right?
The owners may have a problem. Manager may have a problem and just respect them. And I usually go back later, you know? So,
yeah, at another time.
They're going to be gone. But the only thing I would suggest is leave the place better than you left it. Like, don't be throwing stuff all the way out the trash and digging and then just leave. I see that with other dumpster divers. It's like, you know, it's I go by in the morning and it's all clean. And then after they get done, it's a wreck. So
that sounds like some good old Southern hospitality rules.
Exactly. Just leave it better than you left it. You know, pick up what you threw out or what you wanted to find. Or,
right.
You know, if you broke glass from you know, the
picture frame or something.
Yeah. Just, you know, pick it up.
Derek wants to know, what's the best smelling dumpster you've ever dived into?
Not Ulta, but Bed Bath and Beyond. They seem to have the scents going on and stuff like that. So Ulta, I think, is a second.
Tried to dive in a Bath Body Works?
With all those
scents and soaps and stuff?
Yeah, there's a couple of them. There's some real close and a couple of them in my route that I used to do. And Ulta and Bath and Body Works, they don't want you to do that, you know.
Right.
So, but you know, lots of people have luck there. I don't have much luck there. And, you know, it's like but they have some amazing stuff and it smells pretty good. So candles, a lot of candles.
Okay. Yep. So what's the one store you frequent for dumpster diving?
I'm GameStop. I love going by GameStop. Yep.
And what do you find in there? I mean, honestly, what do you find in there most often? What are they always throwing away?
They are throwing away games. They throw away games and
I would have never guessed.
And posters. The posters. I like grabbing their posters. They throw away when they change their thing. I grab their posters and every Saturday or Sunday they throw out the old ones and I pick them up, and so you get like Super Mario or Zelda or, you know, the new Maddens and all that stuff, and they throw those all out. So
If they're throwing away the games, based on what you found, they're still in good working condition. I mean, I can't think of another reason why they would throw them away.
Well, when GameStop, they take in trades.
Yes.
And not every game is tradable because it's damaged or not.
Right.
And they they'll ask you, do you want this or not? And if you say, no, I don't want it back, they'll just throw it away. And that's where usually it comes. But I find a lot more games at the Goodwill Benz now than I do at GameStop. So I found, you know, Zelda, not Zelda, but Wii Sports and NCAA 14 at the Benz and stuff like that. So that's where I'd rather go get games. But I do have the JFK or whatever cleaner, and it cleans them right up. So
The resurfacer.
I do have the resurfacer. It's made me saved me a whole bunch of money. And made me a whole bunch of money for that resurfacer. So
I got a question about that. Let me ask Jens first. Do you scope out dumpsters before hitting them up, or do you just go for it as soon as you see one?
I just go for it. Like, you know,
you literally jump in with both feet, huh?
No, I don't. I don't jump in. I like check it out. I'm like, oh, this is good. And then I'll throw on the GoPro and put it on. But I like to see what's in there. And then, you know, the Halloween stores, they throw away all their Halloween stuff right afterwards. It's fun going into those ones.
Spirit Halloween type
stuff. Spirit Halloween, exactly.
Okay.
So
That resurfacer tool that you have.
Yep.
Does it fix? I don't know how to ask this. Like, I had a game, one of those, Evan, you might remember. What's that football game that's really hot? 13 something, 14?
14.
It had a crack in the center. Not the outside, not in the, you know, not in the game, but in the center. Can it help with that JFK, or is it JFK surfacer?
Yep.
Can that help with the cracked center of a disc, or is it just shot because it's cracked?
It's pretty much shot. You'd have to get it like sent into one of the professional ones, the JFK can.
Okay. Yep. I picked one up at a yard sale for a dollar. I just popped it open, saw the disc was still in there. It was only a dollar, so I put it, you know, gave you a dollar.
Did you test it?
I did not have anything to test it with, but I noticed it had a crack. Yeah. But the crack, like I said, was around the center. I was like, how could this possibly hurt the game? But it got sent back because they said it wouldn't play at all. So,
Oh, wow.
Let's see here.
The manual, that has value.
Yep, that has value for sure. Yeah.
Yankee Candle dumpsters smell good, but lots of broken glass.
Yeah, lots of broken glass, exactly.
Let's see. Two years ago when I worked for a trash valet company, now that's a different one.
That is a different one.
I found a 7-foot mannequin worth $250, a ton of shoes, a Bose stereo system, some nursing books, and brand new clothes, and made around $450 for all of it.
Wow.
That, first off, a trash valet company I've never heard of.
I've never heard that one either, but we need one of those over here.
There you go. I don't know. They might take all of your good stuff out of your dumpsters.
They might, right?
But you did a really good job with that one, man. You found $450 worth of stuff in one. Well, I don't know if that was one, but that was really cool.
I did. I was doing Bye Bye Baby, and I found a whole bunch of stuff in there too. It's just amazing what these stores throw away. It's just
right.
You know, you could use it for personal use, or you could use it for, you know, reselling, and it's free. So there's no cost of goods. There's no, just your gas and your time is the only expense for it. So
do you think it's more beneficial, more worth your time to do it during the day or during the night?
Now, that's all personal. If you guys watch any of my videos, I just do it during the day. But there is,
you got much better video lighting that way too.
Very, very good. You could come in and see, but I know, a lot of people, like, once the night shift closes up and they throw it out, that's when they like to go. And I don't blame them. I'm just lazy. So.
If anybody else in the chat has ever done dumpster diving, let us know. I'd be interested to know how often it's out there. I know Angela has said a lot about it. You said Kevin did it too.
Kevin did it too. And then,
I really wouldn't mind doing it. In fact, I've got a I've been thinking about it so long. I've got a little trick to help me get in and out because I'm 5'6". I'm short. I need help. So what I'm thinking is, though, if you were to do it at night, I honestly kind of feel like you're got the connotation of you're thieving, you're stealing or something if you wait till night to do it. I mean, totally, I could be completely off mark there, but I don't know. I just kind of feel like I would have – I'd be inviting more questions from the cops that pass by or something, anyway. So,
Rex says you're in the right spot. He said apartments near military bases are key.
Yeah. Spots, so. Yep. And colleges, if you're by a college and they're going out for spring semester or fall semester, you can clean up over there. It's books and TVs and all the stuff. They just throw that stuff away, especially like UC Davis over here or Berkeley or whatever. They just, you know, they're like, here, they're gone. So
you go more than just to stores, I assume, then, based on that comment, because you run a huge mix of trash if you go to somewhere like a dorm, though.
I really don't go to like complexes, apartment complexes and stuff like that, because I don't really want to dig through their trash or anything like that, but I'll do a mix. I'll try any place once.
I gotcha. It's just so intriguing. I gotta ask it again. I want you to go a little bit further into detail if you can.
Okay.
When you started reselling, you started at the thrift stores. You said, I'm just going to go dumpster diving. You were looking for packing material. What did you come across that changed your mind that said, this is going to be hot? This is something I need to start doing. In fact, I'm going to name my YouTube channel after this.
The whole thing just evolved. It wasn't really like one certain thing. It just evolved, and I liked doing it, and I wanted to share my experience. So it wasn't like I saw that one big item. When I started really going to Burlington Co-Factory, I really found some cool stuff, some different stuff, toys and house goods and clothes and everything else like that.
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to start really, you know, showing my, you know, short clips of 5-6 minute videos of what I'm finding in these boxes. Cause they were throwing out boxes at the time. And it was just craziness what they were throwing. And I just wanted to show the stuff that they were throwing away, but the stuff I was getting too, it was like free stuff I was adding to my inventory and everything else like that. So it wasn't really like one single thing or one single time. I wasn't, you know, like looking to do a channel about dumpster diving. I wasn't even doing that. And I was trying to come up with a name. And my new mother-in-law actually came up with the name Dumpster Diver Dad.
Okay.
Just because that's what I like doing. And I was a dad at the time, single dad, when we just started dating. So it's like, I'm just looking to put those together. And I really didn't think it was going to stick. I know people call me Triple D and Dumpster Diver Dad. I get recognized at the bends. When I go there, oh, you're Dumpster Diver Dad. Or when I go to the garage sales, oh, you're Dumpster Diver Dad. Because I like going to, I love going to garage sales too.
Right.
Now, what's your, as far as your resale inventory, what percentage would you say comes from dumpsters, garage sales, thrift stores?
Like right now, 90% of my stuff is coming from Goodwill bins because I'm finding such amazing stuff there right now, and it's so cheap. It's by the pound. I don't know if you guys have those there. It's the pound. And books and DVDs are 15 cents. So you cannot beat that. You can resell books on eBay and Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I pulled out, like the other day, I pulled out a Thomas map book. And I just sold it for $150 on Amazon. So right now, 90% of my inventory is doing there. And plus the video games there are 15 cents. Now, the other like 10% mainly is garage sales and Facebook Marketplace. Those are the two ones. Right now, I'm just going to in dumpsters for fun. But when before the pandemic, I was finding like a whole bunch of stuff because I wasn't really doing too much eBay. Right then I was doing more Amazon because I sell more grocery items on Amazon, like teas and coffees and stuff like that. And so I wasn't really looking into that. So it was like just stuff I couldn't sell on there was from the dumpster. So I just opened up my eBay account back up and started posting stuff on there. So,
right.
You know, it's not like it just all came together. It wasn't like here. It was like, oh, I did this and I did this, I did this and this, and this is what I got today. I got a business that supports me and the family by doing all these stupid things, you know, because I dig in the bins, I dig in the trash, I dig in, you know, on Facebook Marketplace and try to find stuff and garage sales and stuff like that. So does that make sense?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. And I think you were just alluding to my next question. You do this full time, correct? You're a full time reseller.
I'm 80% full time. I do have I work for my friend Lisa and she has apartment complexes and I work for her a couple hours in each morning, Monday through Friday. So I'm not doing it, full time, but it's a major source of my income. So,
and what all platforms are you selling on, or even beyond that, do you do flea markets yourself with your own tables or anything like that?
No flea markets. The Amazon, eBay, Facebook Marketplace are my three.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three that I focus on. I do. I have a Mercari account. I have a Poshmark account. A bunch of other ones, but I don't really use those too much. But
chat is just flying, man.
Yeah, I know, so right?
Questions for you.
I'm trying to keep up and seeing the questions, and it's hard. So
it is very difficult. I'm looking for questions, guys. The I always like to get them before open or close. I totally missed what that was for.
That's for.
Here's what I wanted to say. An Indian family would always feed us an Indian dish every week to appreciate us for getting their trash.
Really?
Yeah, that is. I mean,
that's amazing.
You're getting inventory and you're getting fed. I mean, how bad? How much? I'm just glad that it's someone feeding you for doing it, not for getting food in that way. But you know,
I think that's great.
When trying to get started, dumpsters helped add to my inventory. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, I sold pine cones and cattails from stores that are, I don't know, the decorative, like Michael's or something like that, I guess.
I think you could just do it on your own. I think you could even sell them on eBay, but mm-hmm. I think locally would be the best way because, I know pine cones sell. And then I don't know. I didn't know about cattails, though.
Yeah. So Derek's saying you should talk with apartment complexes in rich areas and they would probably let you go in their dumpsters mm-hmm. when people get evicted and get what you want. It will help them save money.
That's a great tip. I should definitely try that.
Poundage. Trash is per the pound, right?
Yep.
I do recycling in my 8-to-5. I'm in IT and asset management and I do hardware recycling and I know that they charge us by the pound and that stuff is expensive.
Yep,
so exactly. That makes a lot of sense. I didn't think about that either.
Yep.
So the whole dumpster diving experience is just part of the world that you live in reselling. Mm-hmm. You go to the bins, you go to thrift stores, you resell on eBay, Marketplace, Amazon. How long have you been on Amazon exactly?
I've been on Amazon 3 years.
3 years. Okay. Yep. That's quite a long time.
Started out with books and then moved to grocery items and toys and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
And I'm trying to get ungated in DVDs right now.
I'm trying to get ungated on anything but books right now. I scanned a few games, actually, and I was surprised that it let me. It would have let me sell it. So, because I scan stuff, even though I'm not going to buy it, just to see if I'm ungated, right?
Yep.
Exactly. I've just found a few games that I am, but not all games. I don't know how they decide which ones you can and which ones you can't, but either way. Oh, man, this is awesome. This is awesome. While we have a crowd, I thought it might be a good time to go ahead and play a new game. All right. This is a game I created for Scott. This is called Dumpster Trivia. Okay, so it's all about eBay, but it's trivia questions, kind of like Jeopardy, sorta. But there's points that are there are questions that have five point values, 10 point values, and 15 point values, and I'll keep your score here on a notepad over here beside me. It's gonna be Scott versus Evan, and let's see here. I will. I need to make sure my PowerPoint is on the right slide before I accidentally show the question and give the answer away. So as you can see, it's kind of like Jeopardy, right? I've got nine questions with different point values. We'll let Scott choose first. Here, I'm going to put myself on the bottom here and make it easier for people to see. I'll let Scott choose first. You're the guest. You can, but you will get to answer the question, okay? It's multiple choice. You'll have four choices. If you get it right, obviously you get the points. If you get it wrong, the opposing person gets a chance to steal. Okay?
Okay.
That sound good to you?
Gotcha.
All right. So we'll start with Dumpster Dad first. You can say just 5, 10, or 15. It doesn't matter which column it's in. And we'll start from there. So what value do you want to go with first, 5, 10, or 15, Scott?
I'll go with 10.
A 10-pointer. Okay. So I'm going to use this as a way to just cover up and say that's off the board.
Okay.
And here we go. 10-pointer right here. What is the most expensive item sold on eBay? I'm going to scoot over here to the settings because I forgot. I'm going to turn off the chat for you so that you can't see that. There we go. Okay. I've turned off the chat. You should probably, I hope you can't see it. I think I did it right.
I'm going to go with B, yacht.
The yacht. Okay. Evan, do you think that's the right answer? Would you choose it? All right. You are right.
Just because it didn't seem right.
You get 10 points, Scott. Yacht is correct.
Sweet.
All right. And then this is the way I'm going to show myself that we've already answered that question. We'll jump back up here. Evan, it is your turn to choose a question.
Well, let's go with another 10-pointer.
10-pointer. All right. Let's mark that off. Let's go with the next 10-pointer. What town was sold? I always end up doing that. I apologize. Let's go with, let's mark this one out. I don't know how that happened, guys. Sometimes I just move too fast. And let's go with this 10-pointer right here. What is the original name of eBay? Evan, what do you think? What's the original name of eBay?
Auction Web sounds familiar, but I'm not sure.
Auction Web. Okay, Scott, what do you think? You think he's right or wrong?
I think that's the one I was going to pick, but since he picked that, I'll choose Cheapskate.
Well, Auction Web is correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought I heard it. Yep.
All right, Auction Web. 10 points for you, Evan. All right, so my little mistake, the next 10-pointer is off the board. So we'll go with you, Scott. You get to choose the next one. 5 or 15?
We'll do 5.
Go with the 5. All right. So here we go. What year was eBay founded?
Let's see, 93 or 94. I'm going to go 94.
Okay. Derek, he asked, where do you get all these trivia games from? Google. I just think of a question and find the answer on Google. Okay, I'm sorry. What year? You said 94?
I said 94. It was a total guess.
Total guess, 94. Okay, since it's a guess, Evan, what do you think?
I was guessing 93. So.
All right, so let's see. Answer is 95. Ooh, wow. So neither one of you get the points on that one. All right, so let's jump back here. Evan, 5-pointer or 15-pointer?
Let's go big, 15.
Let's go big or go home, he says. All right, so what country has the most eBay sellers? Japan, Germany, United States, or United Kingdom? Which country has the most eBay sellers?
The United States is... It seems to be the obvious answer.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Dumpster diving dad. Before I unveil the answer, do you have do you agree with him or do you have a different answer you want to go with?
I agree with him. I think it's the United States, even though it's the obvious answer.
All right. The answer is United Kingdom.
Ooh.
United Kingdom. All right. So no points on that one. That's 1 15-pointer gone off the board. Kind of hard, aren't they?
They are.
All right. Well, that's good. It's for the big points, right? All right. Scott, it's your turn, I believe.
I'll go back to 15 also.
I'll go for a 15-pointer. Okay. All right. Here we go. Right here. Who founded eBay? These names are a little hard to pronounce. Let's see if I can get them. Francisco Cardinal, Dan Szyszynski, Pierre Omidyar. I don't know how to pronounce that one. Jose Mugal. Which one do you think it is, Scott? Which one of those four do you believe it is?
I'll go B, Dan.
Dan Szyszynski?
Yep.
All right. Evan, for the steal, if he gets it wrong, who do you think it may be?
I was thinking Pierre.
You were thinking Pierre. Okay. The answer is Pierre Omidyar.
Wow.
There you go. All right. So, Evan, you just took a big jump in the lead on that one. All right, we have 2 5-pointers and 1 15-pointer left. Evan, it's your turn.
Let's go 15.
Oh, 15. All right, the last 15-pointer. What town was sold twice on eBay? What town was sold twice on eBay?
I'm going to say just because you're the host, we're going to go to Hamilton, Georgia.
Okay. And Scott, what do you think? Do you agree with him or do you think there's another answer that's correct?
Let's go with D, Oklahoma.
Warshire, Oklahoma?
Yeah, that's
all right. The answer is Bridgeville, California.
Yeah.
So a town sold on eBay. Can you believe that? That's crazy. Okay, so nobody got that 15 pointer.
Damn.
Oh, this might be tough for you, Scott.
It will be tough. Five.
It'll be 5 points off. You need them both just to even get close, but it might be Evan all the way. All right, five pointer. It's Evan. This is Scott. It's your turn, right? Mm-hmm. All right. What color is the B in the eBay logo?
Can I look it up real quick?
No.
let's see.
What color is the B in the eBay logo? Evan, don't look it up while he's thinking. He's probably got it up on another screen.
I'm gonna go blue.
You're gonna go with blue.
Yep.
Evan, you got a backup answer, or you agree with him?
I think he's right.
Blue it is. All right, Scott. You got 5 points there. All right. And then let's just go with the last five pointer, Evan. It's on this. What city is eBay's headquarters?
Easy.
Oh, it's easy? I didn't know this one was easy.
Not for me. I'm a Evan.
San Jose, okay. That you agree with him?
Yeah.
San Jose, California.
Right by it. They have the headquarters and they have the open.
All right.
So 2 hours Evan, from here.
That 15 pointer got you some a really good headroom, buddy. So that's 20, that's 30 points to 15 points. All right, Evan, you swept him on that one, my friend.
Got lucky.
Swept him on that one with that 15 pointer. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed that dumpster trivia game. Maybe I'll bring that back at another time, but I thought that might be different for the dumpster diver dad, and he would enjoy that.
Excellent.
And you know what? I'll go ahead and be nice and I'll turn the comments back on for you guys. But I think that it would have given it away some if you had seen them. Actually, there's not a whole lot. I must have stumped a lot of people in the chat because there's not a whole lot of answers going on in here either. Oh. So anyway, so what do you got planned for YouTube, Scott? Like anything in the making? Have you got some like good video ideas you're working on? Anything?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want spoilers, but you know what you got? What can we look forward to?
Yeah, like I said before, COVID really hit my channel. So I am going to bring it more back as a reselling channel and more back as a Amazon, eBay. I did start a new series of opening a new eBay store. I'm going to do an update probably tomorrow or Friday for opening a new store and see the challenges of doing that. And I am finding a bunch of them.
Right.
I have a limit on how many I can list right now, how much I can sell.
Right.
And trying to contact eBay to get my limits raised and all that stuff as a beginning. And I want to try to see if I could grow that to $100,000 in sales, just in sales, by the end of Q4. So that's the plan for the channel coming up. And
can we talk about that? Can I ask a few questions about that? Or you want me to just wait and see the videos?
No, please do.
Well, okay. So are you cherry picking which items you would put on the store, or are you just listing on that store until you run out of room?
These items are all going to be either from my death pile or things that I'm getting from the Goodwill bins. So this is not going to be really cherry picked or anything like that. This is just going to be stuff I'm picking up every day and listing on there, getting for under, you know, everything under, you know, a couple bucks and turning it into $20, $30, $40 flips.
Are you doing an actual like paid store or just an account where, you know, you get a certain amount of listings and building up to a store?
I just opened the $499 store, the $495 store or whatever that one, the cheapest one is. I just opened up that yesterday. So it was in the beginning, it was just a open simple account with five feedback. That was from buying stuff, you know, just to get feedback on there.
Mm-hmm.
And now it still has five feedback, but even them holding my money right now is because there's like $200 on hold from shipping them out. You know, all that stuff when you're starting a new store to growing it to 100.
The listings are totally different too when you do have just a regular account versus a store.
It does.
The listing process is completely different.
Exactly. It does. So I did open the basic store. I don't want to spend hardly any money on the store fees or whatever. I am doing buyer pays shipping on most 90% of my items is the buyer pays shipping on top. So Yeah, these things like are going to be straight from the Goodwill bins haul and put in the store that day or the next day. So it'll be in, but I'm at my limit again. So yeah. I hit my limit of $1,500 of listed inventory within, you know, a couple weeks. So,
you know, kudos to you for, I'm going to say sacrificing, because you're potentially sacrificing sales in a brand new store that you would get in your already nicely developed store.
Right.
And it's a really, it's a point of view I didn't think of. Like when I got started, I didn't have YouTube. So I didn't think about making videos of a brand new reseller. And this is what it's like. This is what you're going to run into, right, and being able to show it. But you're, honestly, you're making a bit of a sacrifice to make that series, and kudos to you, because you know what? Those probably should be made at least every 2 years, as often as eBay changes the process, right?
They don't make it easy for new sellers.
No, they don't. You know, I've been selling for 8 years now, and 8 years ago, it was way different if I had made videos 8 years ago, even 5 years ago, if I had made startup videos. So we always, I mean, I think someone somewhere should always be making first time reseller startup on eBay videos, because it's going to always be changing, right?
They always are changing the rules, the algorithm, the everything else. And the other tough part is having no seller feedback on there, because, you know, people look at that and say, no, I don't trust you, or no, you know, whatever. But I'm getting sales.
That's a really good point. My buddy Gary has, when he first got me started on eBay, he told me, he said, if you're going to buy something, go to eBay, not Amazon, it'll help boost your feedback. Mm-hmm. And that's, as a new reseller, it's important. I know some people say feedback isn't everything, and it's not everything,
right?
But it means a lot, honestly, in my opinion. What about Evan? What do you think? How important is feedback when you go to buy something on eBay?
If you've got a in-demand product, I don't think feedback matters a whole lot. But if you're in a sea of, you know, video games that are common, I think they're going to look at it.
So let's talk about that for just a second. Because if there's an in-demand product, there could be fakes out there or people who are scamming you, right?
Good.
So I still think feedback, I mean, my counter to that debate would be, I still think feedback would be important, just to make sure it's a quality product and you are going to get what you actually spent your money on getting, right?
Right, right. It's and a it scammer. Goes the other way too. The buyer, you know, lots of times the buyers, a scammer buyer is going to target a newer account.
Yes, that's very right. True.
And I haven't documented that part, but I have gotten that a couple scammers trying to scam me and trying to tell me, oh, I'll pay you this and this and this for this.
Go ahead, give me a gift card and give me $200. And
it's like, I'm not a newbie. So thanks for the nice try there. But
you should absolutely do a video on how highly you as a new reseller are scammed, or at least attempted to be scammed, because they do go for the new stores.
They want the new stores, the ones that are just opening up, and easier targets, I'm sure, because they're not going to be able to scam you, Evan, or you, Adam. They're it's going to be harder to scam you. They might get one past you. They might do this old switcheroo and try to send you back something else or something like that, but they're not going to try to do the scams with a new account.
Well, you got the scams where they're going to, with the new accounts, you got the scams where they're like, can you message me, or can you email me, or can you text me? Yeah. You know, can we finish this transaction? Can I Western Union you something?
You ship to a different address?
I've seen them all, but they were all 6 or 7 or 8 years ago in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So that would actually be a really good video for you to make, to review those type of scams you see. And that would probably be a video you have to build over time as you see them, like
exactly.
A month or two or three, right? But
yep.
That'd be a good one. I thought about doing just a list. But I think seeing like the scam attempts that you would have would be much more beneficial to a viewer than just hearing a list of the potential scams that people could see. Right. Oh, yeah. That'd be a really good idea. Mm-hmm. Good job. Well, hey, we're going to start wrapping it up here. We're almost at the top of the hour. I usually start to try to send my peeps over who are watching this over to Josh Flips Finds Funds, but I honestly don't know if he's going to do it live tonight. But before we head out, Scott, anything you would like to tease us with before we leave? Any words of wisdom, motivation, or encouragement, tips?
Basically, I think a couple things. Back to the dumpster diving. I think everybody should do dumpster diving.
Okay.
Just to try it. You may not like it. You may not want to, but it's interesting just to see what people throw away, either at apartment complexes or corporate stores or even our government or colleges or whatever.
Right.
It's amazing the waste that goes into dumpsters that we don't see because they're throwing it out in the dark of night when they're before they leave,
right,
or first thing in the morning while everybody's at work or whatever. So definitely everybody try it with laws permitting and all that stuff.
Well, I'm going to take your advice that I've learned from you. And that's why I had you on the show so that I could learn from you, use your advice and try it out for the first time. And I'll put my GoPro on my chest and that'll be a video coming up. I can guarantee you that.
Yep. And if on that note, if anybody has any questions or whatever, they could hit me on Instagram, same name, or YouTube. You can always shoot me a question on any dumpster diving questions, Amazon questions, FBA or merchant fulfilled, or also eBay. If you there's more seasoned sellers than me on eBay, but if you have any of those questions, you can
absolutely
definitely go there. But yeah, I've had a great time. I like sharing.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that everybody, the chat was lit up with a whole bunch of questions I know we even didn't even get to. So
absolutely. They were flying. I love it. Evan, any last words you'd like to share with the crowd?
Thanks for having me, as always. And just like Scott, if I can be helpful, answer any questions, hit me up on Instagram or leave a comment on a video. Love to help, especially new resellers.
Thanks so much to both of you. I want to tell you all, if you haven't subbed to either one of these gentlemen yet, the description below has their links to their channels. I highly encourage that you go check them out. They got some great videos, and you will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Thanks so much, both of you, for joining me tonight. I really do appreciate you. Appreciate everybody hanging out in the chat as well. All right, so y'all have a wonderful evening. Thanks so much. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.